The Fingerprint of God is in Truth a Fractal, or Why the Mandelbrot Set Demystifies the Personal God and Makes Religion Appear as a Mistranslation of Nature. TLDR. My thesis is simple and radical. The Mandelbrot Set is not proof of a personal God, but a powerful model for why humans came up with the idea of gods in the first place. Behind nature, beauty, complexity, and recurrence, there is very probably no acting subject, but an impersonal, structural, and mathematical deep order. Religions would then not be revelations about entities, but anthropomorphic mistranslations of real natural relationships. It is not about God or non-God. It is about the wrong concept of God. For me, the decisive question is not, does the Mandelbrot set prove God? The more interesting question is, does it expose the classical concept of God as a misunderstanding? Because that is exactly where the real explosive lies. As soon as you detach the concept of God from person, will, intention, and action, and instead shift it to structure, connection, and mathematical deep order, everything changes. Then God is no longer a supernatural counterpart, no cosmic monarch, no moral lawgiver, no head of the universal family. Then God is only a historical name for something that humans could not express differently for a long time. This is not a trivial shift. It is the destruction of all personalized images of God at the core. For me, this shift is explicitly directed against naive images of religion, against anthropomorphic ideas of God, and against any literal ontology where evidence is lacking. Whoever turns structure into a person does not produce insight, but a cultural mistranslation. Why the Mandelbrot set of all things? The Mandelbrot set is mathematically clearly defined. In the complex number plane, one considers the iteration Zn plus 1 equals Zn to the power C, with starting value Z0 equals 0, and asks for which values of C the sequence remains bounded. Precisely from this extremely concise rule arises a fractal boundary structure with ever new recursive details. The visual power of computer renderings has made this object widely visible. Place. Its philosophical impact lies exactly in this. Minimal rule, maximal abundance of forms. The Mandelbrot set shows that enormous complexity does not necessarily require a planning mind. It shows that order, beauty, recurrence, and seemingly inexhaustible difference can arise from iteration, not from intention, not from divine will, not from mythological direction, but from structure, and that is exactly why it is so dangerous for traditional theologies for me. It takes something that humans have personalized for millennia and shows it also works without a person. Nature is not the Mandelbrot set, but it is related to it. I am not claiming that the world is simply the Mandelbrot set in reality. That would be crude mathematism. I am also not claiming that a single formula fully explains chemistry, physics, biology, and consciousness. My thesis is more precise. The Mandelbrot set is a key image for how natural order works. Fractal or fractal-like patterns are widely documented in nature. In the literature, they are described, among other things, for leaf veins, coastlines, river systems, and other cross-scale structures. At the same time, it is emphasized that natural fractals are usually irregular and not exact. That is the crucial point. Nature does not copy mathematics schematically, but it apparently repeatedly follows structural principles that are related to recursive, scaling, fractal organization. And the more often you see such kinships, the less plausible the old religious interpretation becomes for me. Then it is no longer the creator that seems convincing, but the structural principle. The concept of God tips here from person to deep order. What humans have called God could in truth have been exactly this, an early personifying language for a real but impersonal connection. That would be a radical depersonalization of the divine. Monotheism, polytheism, nature deities, cosmic powers, saints, metaphysical instances, in this reading, these are not competing reports about actual supernatural agents. They are culturally different narrative forms, about the same deeper impression that behind the visible world, there is more than just individual things. I therefore do not consider the history of religion primarily a history of divine revelation, but a history of symbolic mistranslation. Humans experienced real structure and made figures out of it. They experienced connection and constructed will from it. They felt natural power and derived authority from it. This is not just a thinking error. It is also an expression of anthropocentric arrogance. Even where there is no counterpart at all, humans still turn the world into one. Religion in this view is projection, simplification, and power technique. For me, religion in its basic form is a mixture of psychic projection, symbolic grasp of the world, and cognitive simplification of complex nature. That is exactly why it has been so successful historically. It turns a hard-to-understand order connection into a narratable instance. Structure becomes will. Lawfulness becomes intention. Contingency becomes direction of meaning. The price is high. The world is rewritten in human terms. And this rewriting was not only psychologically attractive, but also socially exploitable. Whoever tells order as the will of a higher being can more easily organize obedience, morality, hierarchy, and interpretive authority. That is precisely why I do not consider the personalization of the divine an innocent error, but a historically enormously effective mechanism. The term God was for a long time easier to grasp than impersonal mathematical deep order. That explains its career, but it does not prove its truth. Feuerbach is the great philosophical bracket here. In the philosophy of religion, Feuerbach is classically associated with a projection theory of religion. It is not God who creates man in his image, but man who shapes God according to his own needs, ideas, and traits. I would expand this thought today. Humans do not project only upward into the sky. They also project into natural patterns, beauty, complexity, and connection. They encounter structure and turn it into personality. Encounter depth and turn it into authority. They encounter the non-human and rewrite it into human categories. In this sense, the Mandelbrot set is for me not a refutation of Feuerbach, but his late reinforcement. It provides an image of how little personhood is needed to produce something that shakes humans existentially, aesthetically, and almost religiously. Feuerbach plus fractal geometry. That is the real punchline for me. Why I do not consider the Buddha association banal. Many would say, if someone sees a sitting Buddha or a holy figure in the Mandelbrot set, then that is just pareidolia. That is, the normal human tendency to see faces and figures in patterns. That is too cheap for me. I consider it more plausible that such associations at least sometimes point to something deeper. To the resonance between the human psyche and recurring structural forms of nature. Not in the sense of a naive mysticism, but in the sense of a structural kinship between perception, symbol formation, and world patterns. Jung coined the terms archetype and collective unconscious for this. In his theory, the collective unconscious contains supra-individual primordial images that repeatedly manifest themselves in symbols and ideas. I am not claiming that Jung is thereby scientifically conclusively proven, but I consider his direction highly compatible. The recurrence of archetypal forms across cultures, the peculiar impact of certain figures, and the striking symbolic compatibility of some natural patterns at least argue against dismissing this level too hastily as mere imagination. The decisive reversal would then be this. Humans do not see figures everywhere because they are irrational. Humans see figures where their consciousness or subconscious recognizes structural kinships that reach deeper than the individual culture. The brain itself also fits into this picture. That is precisely why it is relevant that fractal geometry is also used in research to describe biological and anatomical complexity. More recent overviews speak of fractal or scale-free structures in organs and describe evidence for fractal organization in the brain at macro, meso, and micro level. In addition, fractal dimension is used to characterize cortical complexity. This proves neither Jung nor my interpretation completely, but it shifts plausibility. If nature, perception, and even parts of brain organization are structurally related to fractality, then the idea becomes less far-fetched that religious symbolism does not arise from nothing, but from a deep resonance between psyche and world. Then the recognition of the divine in nature would not simply be nonsense. It would be a real impression that was historically mistranslated. It was not God that was recognized, but structure. This is not a matrix theory and not a one-formula worldview. Precision is important right here. I have no use for the childish fantasy that the world can be completely reduced to a short formula and is thereby explained. That would be intellectually too cheap. Nature is obviously the result of many interacting mechanisms, levels, and laws. Chemistry, physics, biology, emergence, nonlinearity, evolution, dynamics, feedback, all of this plays a role. That is precisely why the Mandelbrot set is so powerful. Not because it replaces everything, but because it makes visible how little is needed to get an inkling of how much structure can arise without an act of will. It is not a total replacement for science. It is a breakthrough of intuition. What is left of the word God at all then? Strictly speaking, very little. Anyone who wants to hold on to the word would have to depersonalize it radically. God would then not be an acting subject, but a poetic name for deep order. No father, no judge, no being, no planner, no instance with intentions. but only the name for what humans historically sensed before they could grasp it better conceptually. Personally, I consider exactly this reinterpretation more honest than clinging to old images of God, because it leaves the world its depth without retranslating it into mythology. The alternative is clear. Either you cling to personal images of God and have to pay the price of growing implausibility, or you accept that what used to be called God was in truth structural natural order. Conclusion. The fingerprint is real, just not in the old sense. Perhaps the expression fingerprint of God is so effective precisely because it unintentionally touches on something correct, and at the same time names it wrongly. Yes, there is obviously a deep order. Yes, nature bears a structural handwriting. Yes, humans respond to it with awe, symbols, and religious images. But it does not follow from this that a personal being stands behind the world. For me, something else follows from this. For millennia, humans have tried to translate mathematical and natural deep order into stories about gods. The Mandelbrot set is therefore not proof of God. It is a powerful image of why humans invented God. And perhaps that is precisely the real scandal of this fractal. It takes the person away from the old God, without taking away the greatness of the world.